I'm enough.
They were very clear about the time. We ready to go, D? Okay. 3, 2. It's 100.3 Philly's R&B. Mina, say what in your midday. Chloe is Hi. Here. Can we get a hand clap? Everybody in here. There's a lot of people in here for you, girl. You look so beautiful. The pink is everything on you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
So I'm so happy you made time for us because you're actually on tour.
I am.
And I've seen you perform before. You're a beast.
Thank you.
So the fact that you're producing the A-level show that you're producing almost every other night mm-hmm. and then also doing soundtrack, which knowing you, I know that you're a perfectionist about, right?
Yeah,
and you're going to get it right.
Yes.
And then coming and doing radio interviews looking like this, girl, thank you.
I have to give credit to my team. Definitely not doing it on my own.
But yeah.
It's been so exciting, and I'm grateful.
So the album In Pieces is out right now.
It is.
So the last time I saw you, I didn't hear the album yet.
Yeah.
So I was like speculating about the Missy Elliott feature and, you know, we talked about the Future feature, yeah. Cheat Back. But now that I've like sat and listened to the album, I am loving this Latto song.
Thank you.
And I love the video and
Thank
I love
you.
The energy. Can
yes.
you talk about that? Because it seemed very genuine,
yes.
your connection with Latto. Even off of the video, it just seemed like you guys really just had like
That's-
a genuine friendship.
That's my girl, and I'm pretty sure when I put out the In Pieces Deluxe, I'll put those singles on there. I freaking love her. You know, I'm so proud of her, of everything that she's doing. We're both Atlanta girls,
yeah.
and she's just killing it in every way, and she just truly has such a genuine, kind, loving spirit. So every blessing that has come to her is more than deserving.
Yeah.
yeah.
So now in listening to the album, I now understand why certain songs didn't appear on your album that you had already released.
Yes.
Because the album's like it's like a love story almost, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're going through all these different emotions with these relationships and, you know, the topics that you're writing about.
Yeah.
Can you talk about that writing process and kind of like what was the most difficult song for you to make?
I'm so happy you recognize that because it's really a conceptual piece of work. And I love the singles that I put out. That was coming from a place of confidence. And this project is really about being vulnerable,
yeah.
and broken, and admitting to insecurities and admitting to when someone or something makes us feel like we're not good enough. And that's really what I wanted to get across with this project. So to be able to do it the way that I did, I'm really proud of it.
Yeah.
Really.
And the most difficult song that you found yourself like you really struggled with it.
Yeah. Make It Look Easy. It was...
Go.
Yes.
Because that's the song I connected with on, like, an emotional level.
Yes.
But go ahead.
Yeah, because as we were talking about earlier, like, people only see the front-facing side, like, us looking done up, us being like, ha, 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 we're good, but nobody sees what happens behind closed doors. And when I went in the studio that day, I really just wanted to use music as therapy. I thought I was going to make, like, a turnt song. And I was like, you know what? I think I have a few things to get off my chest. And we all make it look easy, no matter all the BS that we go through on a day-to-day. And that was one of the last songs that I wrote that ended up making the album.
Yeah, it's funny you mentioned that because I was drawn to that song for that reason. The fact that I feel like, you know, obviously you're an entertainer in a whole different space, but it's like we handle so much behind the scenes that people don't really know, and all they see is this armor
yeah.
that we have around us, and we're like soldiers.
Yeah.
And especially you, like I feel like people are unfair to you sometimes.
Oh.
And I don't even know how you handle that. You know, how do you keep your mental health being in this public space
yeah.
where people feel like they can say whatever they want to you?
It's definitely difficult when it's unwarranted. It's like I'm a really kind person. I don't have any dirt out there on me. It's just hate for no reason. But I'm like, at least they're talking, you know, and I'm grateful to have that attention. And if I wasn't doing something right, then they wouldn't be talking.
Mm.
So I kind of use that as motivation. And it's fine being underestimated. I've been underestimated all my life, and this is where I am now. So I'll continue to do that. It continues to drive me and fuel me and push me, and I'll have the last laugh at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think it's important for you to have those conversations, you know, because
mm-hmm.
there's a lot of craziness going on in the world. And I think you handle it really well.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like sometimes like with people and how they are, it's just hard to keep your composure. So hats off to you,
thank you so
for
much.
The way that you carry yourself and you're continuing to push and you know, kill it.
Thank you.
And your talent is amazing. We've talked about how you produced a lot of the records
yeah.
on this album,
yes.
which is a different side. There's there's a handful of women producers, but you've really taken it to another level, in my opinion, because you sing a lot of your own background vocals. Mm-hmm. You layer and stack your vocals, yes. Sing the main vocals. It's incredible what you're able to do, and you showcased that on this album really well.
Thank you. Shout out to the ones who came before me who inspired me to do that. You know, Missy Elliott, Mariah Carey, yeah. Beyonce, Alicia Keys. There are so many incredible women who are producers and engineers, and they don't really get the proper light or the spotlight on it. And even currently now with my peers with Rosalia and Ariana Grande cuts her own vocals and things like that. So I think people overlook that sometimes. So I'm happy to be a part of that group. And women rule the world. Like, that's the thing. It's about art for me. It's not about just like a flash in the pan kind of look. I'm in it for the long haul and the long run. And,
yeah.
You know, Within Pieces, it's a conceptual body of work and art. And I took so much time from the transitions and the key changes and the BPM changes and things like that. So it's a lot more technical than people actually realize, but I'm really proud of it.
But that's why you got to do these interviews, to put people on.
Yeah.
Like, I did this.
Yeah.
You see that? I'm responsible for that. And I did it on my own, you know, with this technology. And I really like that about you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
So you and your sister are in an amazing position because you guys have a really successful singing career and a really successful acting career, which normally it's like people switch off, right? Mm-hmm. They do the artist thing, then they fall into the acting thing.
Yeah.
You guys are one of the few that are actually doing both sides. Simultaneously. So can you talk about balancing that? How do you figure out, you know, what you're going to tackle next?
God is good. Blessings are flowing. I'm so proud of my sister. I'm so proud of what we have accomplished and will continue to together as well as individually. It's really just another form of expressing ourselves. I really fell in love with acting again, I think 2 years ago, when I was comfortable just being myself and imperfect, and it doesn't matter because, you know, with the music business, you have to be perfect. You have to get every step right. You can't miss a lyric. You got to look good all the time. With acting, it's about bearing the flaws and showing that, because that's what makes a human interaction real. So you're showing that on the screen. So even when I shot Swarm, I barely had any makeup. I didn't really have to be Chloe. I was Marissa in that case. And even with Praise This, I was Sam. So it's really fun, honest, and therapeutic playing these different types of roles and characters when people expect so much from you and expect you to be perfect all the time. So it's really freeing.
I love that. Mm-hmm. Praise This. I haven't watched it. It's on Peacock. I do have to watch it. I watched the very long extended trailer.
Yeah.
And I was very uplifted by the very long extended. I will. There's so many things to watch. I literally just caught up on Love is Blind.
No spoilers.
I won't.
Because I still have to watch the wedding episode.
Okay.
And I remember the reunion was supposed to be live and it was not.
Right.
So just no spoilers. I will be watching it on the bus tonight.
Right. And then the power stuff. I'm catching up on that. And Lorenzo and Monet and all of
and
that.
And throw in Praise This in the fold.
And I will catch
on
up
Peacock.
On that. But from the trailer, I love how you guys are tackling your belief in God, but for your younger audience.
Yeah, for sure.
Talk about that experience and being on set with all these young people who love God.
Yes. Shout out to Will Packer and Tina Gordon, who directed it, and Universal. I had the most amazing time, and the music is out of this world. Harvey Mason and Tank did the music, and, you know, it was just great playing Sam and portraying her rebellious spirit on the screen and how she gets thrown into the gospel world and things like that. So whether you're a believer or a non-believer, I feel like you can find something really special within it, because it's about being accepted and coming as you are and not having to change yourself to be loved.
Yeah. You and Quavo developed a good friendship on the set. He said, man, we had so much fun. She's great talent, great soul, nice, sweet on set. She's singing all the time.
Yeah.
It was like hearing a beautiful album all day live. Can you talk about how you guys developed into something that seems like a friendship at this point?
Yeah, he's a really great guy. And I think people like see like the gangster side of him, but he's really funny. We were laughing all the time. It was great, like with him. Him and I and Drewski, like, it was amazing. So he killed it. It's Ty in this. He did really good.
All right. So, you know, I'm obsessed with your sister as the Little Mermaid.
Me too.
So I know you cried, but I grew up loving the Little Mermaid. There's something about a story of a woman and her voice being taken away. And that's really what that's about.
Yeah.
And then getting her voice back. Right.
Yeah.
You cried. Tell me like the scene that was like, wow, I can't believe that's my sister.
It was actually at the screen test. So in my heart, I already knew she was Ariel and she got it. And, you know, I went with her for moral support. And even I'm just getting chills talking about it now. And hearing her sing Part of Your World, it was just a piano. And I'm used to hearing my sister's voice all the time, but it was something in that moment, just seeing her stand in her power and, you know, just finding the strength within herself. It was just really magical. And me being the big sister, the mama bear, I could not have been prouder. So I can't wait to see the film. I have not seen it yet. I cannot.
What?
I haven't. What is Disney?
You're Chloe. Disney need to get it together.
I will be there at the premiere.
Yes.
And I will be screaming. I will be getting all my little Hallie dolls.
I love that. I love it. I'm surprised you haven't seen it. Has she seen it?
Of course she has.
Okay, I'm just wondering. You know, some people, they act and then they don't see what they did until it's out.
Yeah.
So what's next for you? And, you know, the album In Pieces is out right now. You're on tour.
Yes.
You're in Philly.
Yes, I am. Fillmore.
You're acting in multiple things. Mm-hmm. What is next?
The sky's the limit. Wherever God takes me, I will go. I will follow. So I just got to keep my head down, keep working, and keep fighting and believing in myself. And we'll see where that leads me.
Love it. Chloe Bailey, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for
thank
coming.
You.
Everybody,
thanks great. For having me.
Woo! It's Mina Seywa in your midday on 100.3 Philly's R&B.